Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about on this Friday night. Truth is our bitch every night of the week. And we go places where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, man. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Good evening, and welcome to our program. First out of the gate tonight, we'll talk about the Casey Anthony trial in Orlando, Florida. It is a fascinating case. It truly is, because you're dealing with, in my opinion, you're dealing with a pure psychopathic mind. The mind of this young woman, Casey Anthony. And I'm telling you, it is, to my way of thinking, it's amazing to watch someone lie and they think they're actually getting over on people. It's a very interesting thing. Don't forget our phone number tonight, 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com. And we have what's called Phil TV in HD. We're online right now. Our video cast is online right now. So you can tune in and watch us do this show, as well as listen to us do the show. So that's philhendryshow.com. And you need a backstage pass.
Yeah, you got to get a subscription and everything.
Yeah, they know that, man. When you go to the website, folks, you'll figure it out. All right, our affiliate spotlight tonight is on WZTK in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and the great people in Anchorage, Alaska, KFQD in Anchorage. The Casey Anthony story that we have here, and we're just going to update you on what we've got before we get Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line here. The crime scene investigator who searched Casey Anthony's car on June 17th of 2008 for clues about the fate of her missing two-year-old daughter testified on Friday that the odor of human decomposition wafted from the interior as soon as he opened the door. This is Geraldo Bloise, I believe is the man's name. My professional opinion is that it was human decomposition. He told jurors he has seen many cases, as many as 45 bodies in various stages of decomposition in his career. Casey Anthony is a 25-year-old woman. She's on trial in Orlando for first-degree murder, accused of killing her daughter Kaylee on June the 16th, 2008, and hiding the body in the woods near the Anthony home. And the child's remains were eventually found. I spent last night reading the transcript. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us. I spent last night, Bobby, reading the transcript of the police investigator's interrogation of her.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Phil. I don't think there's any question at all. You hit the nail right on the head. It is fascinating to listen to this woman thinking that she's leading these police on a wild goose chase.
Well, she took them out to Universal, and they knew she was lying. She didn't know that they knew, but they decided to. I think the police officer, his name is Yuri Melich. He's a detective, investigating detective for the Orange County Sheriff in Orlando. He said, "Well, I thought I'd just go ahead and play this one out, see how far she was going to lie, see how far she was going to take us." She walked with purpose, he said, through the Universal parking lot and through the park as if she knew where she was going. And just amazing, when they finally sat down with her, they couldn't break her.
Well, the thing of it is, I noticed in that interview, I read the same interview, that they sort of played a little good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, they did.
And the first officer, I think it was Melich, really leaned on her. And then the second officer, I think it was Detective Allen, began to speak with her a little bit more.
He was friendlier, wasn't he?
He was friendlier, and he was asking her about her family and her growing up and things like that. So, but the problem with this trial, Phil, and Steve and I were talking about it, is that they give her so much attention. If you look at the Orlando television coverage, and I think a lot of it is being replicated, if you will, by the national media, the trial of Casey. What is Casey doing?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't like that either.
Yeah, they're really personalizing this to the point of turning her into some kind of a media figure.
Yeah, they don't call her Casey, Mr. Henry. They didn't say Anthony or anything.
No, I saw that. I saw that there was a promos. In fact, the Twitter feed for Channel 13 in Orlando is, oh, well, what's Casey going to do? You know, and how is Casey feeling today? And what's Casey's hair look like?
It's really a little embarrassing. I would be embarrassed if I were the media in Orlando, because I think it makes everyone there look as if they're so fascinated with this murderer, as if they don't have enough in the way of celebrity in that town or something. And so I to that extent, I think you're going to have an awful lot of young women, and even women closer than perhaps not as close in age, I should say, to Casey Anthony. A lot of them are going to be looking at this trial, Phil, as it goes on, and they're going to be saying to themselves, look at all the publicity she gets. Look at all the attention she gets. Look at them calling her Casey. Look at them treating her as if she's a member of their extended family. Where does that leave me? And what is my life about?
And are you talking about the women that are watching the television?
Yes, women that are watching the TV, following the trial on, you said you were following the trial on the I can never pronounce it. What is it?
Twitter.
On the Twitter.
There's a number of feeds that I'm following. Twitter, there's Channel 13 Orlando, WFTV Channel 9. Orlando Media is really on it in there, and they're doing a great job, and they televise it, and Channel 9 posts the files.
I know. I see all of those. But the point that I'm making here...
You're worried about the personal coverage this young woman's getting?
Casey Anthony is being held up by the media as this central figure in this drama. She is looked at with, look at how attractive she is. I find that revolting. The fact that a woman that could very well go to prison she murdered the kid, right?
She murdered her 2-year-old kid.
Yes, so she's going to go to prison for murdering it, and she's not getting, no one is... What they're doing is they're making her into a celebrity. There's going to be a lot of young women out there, Phil, that are going to look at that and say, look what she has, and look what I don't have. Look.
Well, they're bound to say, a lot of young women are going to say, look what she has. This woman is in custody. She leaves that courtroom every day, and she goes back to a county jail cell.
Well, she may go back to a county jail cell, but she has, and you're absolutely right, Phil, but she has the next day to look forward to. She has unbelievable amounts of media interest. She has media requests. Her attorneys are most likely, this Baez looks like, he's a very nice-looking man. And when you take a very nice-looking man who is giving you all this attention, I don't think it takes a genius to know that there are a lot of women. I'm grateful to the fact that I am, I feel... as if I'm strong. I don't feel like I'm like a lot of American women. I'm not pining away for attention. I'm not throwing myself at men. I've got a great husband. I've got 3 sons. But even I look at the attention she gets, and I get resentful.
What are you resentful about? If we can, this might be instructive for me and for other men. You're saying the American woman looks at this trial, they look at the attention that Casey Anthony is getting, and you all get resentful. In what way?
In the fact that we, every day of our lives, we are giving a little bit more of ourselves away, protecting our sons, protecting our daughters, our children. Every day of our lives, we are losing more of our youth. Every day of our lives, we lose more of our sexuality and our appeal for our husbands. We know this. And what are we getting in return? We tromp off to the grocery store. We go to our hairdresser. We try and defeat the inexorable march of time. And it never works. Meanwhile, here is a young woman, 25, people falling all over themselves to get a picture of her, falling all over themselves to find out what she's wearing.
She's a murderer. She's on trial.
Yeah, but she's a murderer, okay? But she's also in the media.
Right now, you can call her a murderer, Phil, and yes, I understand that. She's more famous right now than Angelina Jolie. She is more...
No, she's not. Not internationally.
No, I mean nationally. The only thing, in my opinion, that counts really in terms of notoriety is whether you are well-known in America. You can be well-known in Europe, and no one knows who you are. Who's the guy that you were talking about, Steve?
This guy named George Stromalopoulos, something, I forget.
Who?
This guy in Canada. He's a big wind in Canada, and down here, he couldn't make a puff. Of air out of one of those
windbags.
Out of a windbag. So
I don't know who you're talking about. What you're basically saying is that the Casey Anthony trial makes a young lady who's committed murder a desirable figure.
I think to a weaker-minded woman, it does. To me, I know what's going on. And Phil, let me put it to you this way. Even I can walk into my son's bedroom, and I love my sons more than life itself, and I can watch my youngest son sleeping, and it scares me. I mean, I'm saying these words to you right now, and I'm scared, Phil. I watch the Casey Anthony trial. I look at my youngest son sleeping. I look at all the attention she gets. And I think to myself, one, two, three, and it's over.
And what does that mean?
One, two, three, the pillow.
I draw a pillow across his face. One, two, three, and it's over.
Hold on a second.
No, I'm not going to do it. But I.
But you have actually, have you contemplated it?
Any woman would, and I am very strong. I am not like a lot of women. I'm not going to look at the Casey Anthony trial and go, look at how popular she is. I'm very jealous. I'm very resentful. She's very pretty. She has a handsome lawyer. She has a lot of people paying attention to her. I'm not going to do that, but even I, Phil, and I, as I said, I'm very strong. Even I am tempted to, in a weak moment.
Did you, I want to ask you, did you seriously contemplate murdering your son?
Of course not.
No, she's just saying she can see the temptation.
I can see the temptation, Phil. I can see. I look at Dylan sleeping, and I can see just a little bit of a push on the pillow, and that's it. You know, when you look at your son laying there sleeping, and you're thinking, boy, he's really asking for it.
And what did you say?
When you look at your, don't get dramatic, Phil.
No, Ms. Ritter, you're not really going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, when a boy is laying there sleeping, an 11-year-old boy, and you're thinking, were I Casey Anthony, boy, he's really asking for it.
Well, I don't think that's normal thinking. Here's what I have to say to that.
Excuse me, Mr. Rainey, I am not an abnormal woman. I'm very normal.
Well, I understand, but I don't think it's normal thinking to think that when you see your son sleeping, you have a feeling like, boy, is he really asking for it.
I said that it is a temptation for a weak woman. I'm a stronger woman.
Well, what does that mean, Ms. Dooley, that you're a stronger woman? That means that you have thoughts, oh, I know how killing my son would make me popular, but you don't do it?
I have thoughts like other women. What doesn't happen to me is I don't give in to them. Now, there are millions of young women out there in America tonight with little children who are looking at Casey Anthony on television. They're looking at everything that she has.
Everything that she has. She's fighting for her freedom.
May I finish, please?
Let my wife finish.
May I finish?
Go ahead. But she doesn't have anything.
Yes, there are women out there looking at everything she has, and they may think to themselves, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
That's what I fear.
All right. Our number is 877. Hang on the line, Bobby and Steve Dooley. 877-876-PHIL. Casey Anthony and the attention that she's getting in this murder trial in Tampa, the murder committed in Orlando, but the trial moved to Tampa, the change in venue, all of the attention she's getting could be a temptation for other young women or other young mothers out there. Might it inspire women to, in fact, harm their children? Bobby Dooley's thought about killing her son since watching the coverage. Should we censor this coverage? That might inspire people to do their children in just for that kind of media attention. Your call's next at 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. So just listen and learn. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we talk about the Casey Anthony trial. We haven't had really much occasion to talk about it. Ms. Dooley, you're talking to us about young women all over this country watching this trial and getting ideas of what to do with their kids because they want the same kind of attention. Are we kind of just going back in time to the good old days of, oh, television causes violence, guns cause violence?
No, Phil, I'm not going back. I'm talking about the minds of some women. Some women who are very susceptible to this. In this country today, we have a lot of women that are very susceptible to this. A lot of women, Phil. When you look at an American woman like myself, I'm 38 years of age. I am well-adjusted. I have three sons, a husband who has a wildly successful landscaping business. I'm the Homeowners Association president. I'm the Parent Teacher Organization president. And yet when I walk by my youngest son's room and I look in on him, and I see Casey Anthony in my mind's eye, and I start thinking things like, how long would it take?
How long would it take what?
How long would it take to put a pillow over him and suffocate him?
Good God.
No, Mr. Henry, let me finish.
That's the kind of thinking, though, that would cause someone, I think, to go seek help. You know?
No, Mr. Henry, you don't let her finish.
You have to understand, these are the fantasies that a lot of women have, most of whom are going to act on them. I don't. But I start thinking about, how long is it going to take? What kind of pillow do you use? How would I pin his arms down? Using my knees, straddling his body? I even told myself, I know what I would do. I would say the Lord's Prayer. I would be saying the Lord's Prayer over and over as I guided him from this world into a better life.
And are you listening to what you're saying, though?
I'm not saying I would. Are you listening to me?
Go listen to her. She's not going to do it.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just can't. I've been listening to talk radio for years and years, and this is like the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. I just can't believe this. I can't believe you're serious.
Obviously, you haven't listened to that much talk radio.
Did you have a question, sir?
Well, I mean,
you sound like you're a little sheltered. Are you a little sheltered from life?
Because you
don't understand something.
I can't believe that you're
a PTA
president.
Do you have a wife? I'm asking you a question. Do you have a wife?
You're a PTA president, and you're thinking about hurting and harming your children, and you're a PTA president.
You don't understand unless you have a wife. If you have a wife, you can begin to understand.
I do have a wife.
But if you live alone,
I do have a wife. But my wife is not in need of. You need some serious drugs. There are antipsychotic drugs.
Well, listen to the man. He's saying that this is beyond.
I don't think it's all that shocking. He says he's listened to a lot of talk radio. That means he's called a lot of talk shows, haven't you?
I've listened to talk shows, but I've never heard that this is the sickest thing to ever come from. You know.
But you've called a lot of them, haven't you?
You are not well adjusted. The fact that you are letting something.
He tries to get the host to like him.
Well, Bobby, you know something? I'll host the show. Let me. Hold on for just a second, Mark. I'm sorry. Hold on, Mark. I'll host the show, Bobby, and you give your opinion. Don't tell me how to run my calls.
I think this guy's called other shows before.
Who cares if he has? Who cares if he has?
Sir. The Casey Anthony trial is going to get women to want to smother their children. Your wife, do you have a small child?
No, you've got a problem in that you want attention.
You've got serious attention.
You're looking at the show on television, and you are jealous that you're not on TV, and you're jealous that you know you're not getting any attention.
Yes, you are.
Probably your husband. No one's giving you any attention. And you're thinking about harming your child to get the same attention that she does, and you're saying that other people would get the same feeling as you. Well, other people
absolutely
don't have
your wife? have
they don't have your mental disorder. They don't have your mental disorder.
That's a, you have to understand,
have
Bobby, that does
disorder.
Not sound... Yeah, that doesn't sound normal.
I can tell you, Phil, that there are millions of American women tonight who are not going to kill their children, and neither would I, but they think about what
no,
that
you think about
them.
It. You're thinking about it. No, you were thinking
sir,
about it.
Sir, you're not a woman. I, you know what? You're not a woman,
a
so
loser.
You don't really...
Panic.
You don't... You're not
panic.
Even a woman.
You
you're
are
a loser.
And you need to be drugged, and your kids need to be
that's
taken away from you.
I heard you were loose.
All right.
You need to be drugged, and your children need to immediately be taken away.
I need drugs. There's no question. Yes, I do need drugs after talking to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
And
Phil Henry Show.
God. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk to Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Casey Anthony trial. Our number 877-876-PHIL is Casey Anthony. Is the coverage going to inspire women to kill their kids? We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us.
You know, Phil, that's really not what I was... talking about.
Well, that's the essence of the comments about a lot of women jealous of Casey Anthony.
There are a lot of women who look at Casey Anthony and say, I would like to be her.
Who? What women would want to be her?
She's a very beautiful young woman, Phil.
And so she's beautiful, so what?
She's a very beautiful young woman. There are a lot of women who don't have those looks.
And so they would sacrifice their home, their children, their lives to have Casey Anthony's looks.
There are women that are that irrational, yes. So there are a lot of women that would... If I could be allowed to just finish...
You know, I'm starting to cut my wife off. You know?
Well, I'm cutting her off because I'm hearing more and more outrageous things. There's a lot of women that would like to have Casey Anthony's looks. So they would sacrifice their freedom?
They would sacrifice a lot, yes. And it might even include their freedom. I don't know. But there are a lot of women out there, and I talk to them. I see them. I live next door to them. And... they would love to have half of Casey Anthony's looks. That's how really, you know, not attractive these women are. And when you ask the question, would they give up their freedom? I think they would give up that much freedom that would allow them to be the center of attention, a handsome lawyer, lots of television coverage, lots of people talking about you, lots of people putting you on the cover of a magazine. There are a lot of women like that, Phil. Would they actually do it? I don't know. Would I do it? I know that I wouldn't. But have I walked by my son's door and looked at him in the middle of the night and said to myself, you know, it really wouldn't take that long. All you do...
You're going to go through this whole thing of fantasizing about killing your son.
It's not a fantasy. It's more like, what would it take? It's not that I'm going to do it. It's not that I want to do it. It's a flight. It's not a fantasy so much as a flight of fancy. A flight of fancy. Do you understand what I mean?
You understand a flight of fancy, Mr. Henry?
A flight of fancy, okay.
So I'm saying to myself, there is my son, Justin. He's my youngest son. I love him. A pillow over his mouth, and I can guide him into another world. If I'm saying the Lord's Prayer, if I am reciting the Beatitudes, and I am gently escorting him into a better place, I feel his legs moving, I may feel him thrashing, but I'm saying the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Our Father who art in heaven. I'm saying it over and over again. This calms things and allows you a peace and a peace of mind that you may not know in life, Bill.
You know, Ms. Dooley, I want to interrupt you.
Could I finish, please?
Yes, let's finish.
Because I'm talking about a moment that could be religious.
And killing your son.
No, not killing my son, but saying the Lord's Prayer while I'm killing my son.
Saying the Lord's Prayer while you're killing your son. Saying the Lord's Prayer while your son is thrashing. and saying the Beatitudes while your son is thrashing. This is what you're talking about?
This is what I'm saying, that some women would think, God Almighty.
Honey, you're gonna let my wife sit in.
Back off. I am saying this is the way a lot of women would do it to make it right with themselves.
Is that the way you would do it, Miss Dooley? Because here is my question.
Mr.
Hold on for just a second. You have planned this thing out, you know.
It's not a plan.
It's a flight of fancy.
Don't do it, Steve. Shut your mouth. I said to shut it.
Mr. Dooley, would you...
I'll speak to my own husband. Thank you very much.
Mr. Dooley...
I'll speak to my...
I'm
telling you right now, Steve, and as God is my witness, I'm very upset. I don't like the way I'm being treated. I said to you, it's a flight of fancy. If I leaned on my son, I would say the Lord's Prayer. I would wait for his legs to stop crashing. Why won't you listen to me?
Because I find what you're saying very disturbing. Very disturbing. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the Casey Anthony trial and how attractive it would be for some American women to be in her shoes with her looks and all of that attention. Mary, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah, I just can't imagine that any person would contemplate doing that to a child that they gave birth to.
Well, you know, Mary...
Mother, I feel, I mean, I just, I find that very appalling that you would even think of
that. I'm thinking of it in terms of this. If you're a woman that doesn't have a lot going for her in terms of looks, and there are a lot of people that don't, they don't pay attention to you, you know, those kinds of women, then this is a way that some women might find toward getting attention, toward getting people to love them, you see? Now, Mary, my question is this for you. You're traveling by car somewhere tonight, correct? You could stop that car and you could roll a body down an embankment and you'd be gone. They'd never know. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, what's your point?
My point is, Mary, do you have children?
Oh, I have three. I have three grown daughters and I have three grandchildren. And I've never seen that in my life.
I'm simply saying, Mary, what if you planned it out that you would put the pillow over your grandchild's face, but you were saying the Lord's Prayer as well?
What difference would that make?
I'm asking Mary.
I can't imagine saying the Lord's Prayer and doing such an appalling action. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because there's
even
nothing
if it was going that
to... you want to take my child's life.
What if it would save your family money? It would be a less of a mouth to feed. It would enable you and your husband to eventually go to the West Coast and to begin to shop for a movie deal or a record deal.
A movie deal?
Yes, a movie deal. What if that were the case, Mary? Think of that. As you are leaning on that child with the pillow over the child's face, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Our Father art in heaven. You know there's a movie deal waiting.
There's no movie deal here, Bobby. You're not listening to what the lady's saying. She's talking about her grandchild being suffocated. You're talking to her about suffocating her own grandchild. You're talking to that woman about taking a child's life and that somehow saying the Lord's Prayer in the middle of that would make it better.
I don't think you understand. You're not very religious, are you, Mr. Henry? Mary, are you religious? Of course you are, Mary.
All right, Mary, thanks so much for your call. Thank you. Bye-bye. 877-876-PHIL. She was out on a highway or something.
Well, that was the point I wanted to make.
Hold on for just a minute. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You're talking about saying the Lord's Prayer while killing someone.
I'm not saying it's right.
Then why are you sitting there telling me that one night I looked at my son, Justin, and there he was, and I decided it would take this much pressure, this size of a pillow... I'm saying the Lord's Prayer, and I'm saying the Beatitudes.
I just spoke to a woman who was traveling by car across, I don't know what state.
She was in Missouri.
She's in Missouri. She's traveling by car. It's the middle of the night. You can almost hear the silence. Isn't that funny? You can hear the silence out there. I can almost picture the type of countryside she's traveling through, that Missouri landscape, brush, low-lying hills, perhaps a swamp here or there. There are a lot of places, Mr. Henry, where a woman like Mary can open the trunk, and all you hear is, Steve, you did the sound effect. My husband was doing sound effects.
What's that supposed to be?
It's a body rolling down a hill.
All right. So in other words, Ms. Dooley, this is really tempting for you. And you have yet to make the case that it's tempting for any other American woman. And
I just heard, I don't think that's the case at all. I think you're intimidating a lot of people.
No, I think you have yet to make the case that there are American women out there considering killing their children so they could get Casey Anthony's attention, so they could get Casey Anthony's lawyer, so they could get Casey Anthony's covers of magazines and newspapers.
And what about her money, Phil? What about the fact that a Casey Anthony book or a movie deal, just as I mentioned to Mary, would pay off everything that her family's ever owed?
There are laws against criminals profiting from their crimes.
Well, what if the crime was against a member of your own family? What if the crime was against a member of your own family? Answer it, please.
Ms. Dooley, I'm...
What if the crime was against...
I'm not answering any question like that, thank you. We'll be back with more here on The Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're talking about the Casey Anthony trial and the fact that Ms. Anthony is getting an awful lot of attention, and that may prompt or promote or otherwise cause other young women or older women or whoever to want to kill their children. I find that to be... it may be true, Bobby, in some instances, okay? It may be true that, for instance, there are some women who have a personality or a disposition that's already bent, you know?
Well, Phil, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you jumped to a conclusion that every woman in America is going to want to kill their children. I'm simply saying to you that the attractiveness of this young woman, yes, I would say that most American women would like to look like her. I don't think that there's any secret there. She's a very lovely girl. I don't know that there are a lot of women that don't want to look as good as she does. Well, that's not wanting to kill your children, but it is being jealous of a murderer. Now, where do you put that on the scale of insanity? I don't know, Phil, but what I am saying is we need to control the media images a lot more. We need to get with the press. We need to get with the media, and we need to control these images, because we've got a young lady who is on television, Casey Anthony. She is very attractive. She is getting a lot of attention, and women are looking at that and saying, look what you get when you kill your kid.
Look what you get when you kill your kid. You're in court, you know.
They don't see that, Mr. Henry. All they see is that she's getting all this attention and everything.
What they see, she's on the television.
She's on the TV.
So we need to control these images. And even Steve said to me, you know, and he's my husband, he thought that she looked very attractive. He felt that she's going to get her fair share of male groupies. You know,
well, she's going to get male groupies. There's going to be people that are going to want to talk to her. There's going to be people that are going to want to communicate with her. There's going to, obviously, that's the case. You know, men have them and women have them too. But to say that what this woman did, and the resulting attention she's getting is going to prompt women to kill their children, is, and Ms. Dooley, again, you came out with something here tonight that I think we need to talk about. You know,
what's that? Are you going to talk again about how what my thought was about killing my son, Justin? I told you I was kidding.
You didn't say you were kidding. You said that you could understand how attractive that is.
Yes, exactly.
But now we stand by that, Ms. Henry.
Well, I have to stand by it, Steve. You're not the one that's going to do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
Why don't you shut up?
Ms. Dooley, I can...
Hold on for a minute. Why don't you shut up, Steve?
What I do?
Why don't you just shut up is what I'm asking you to do. I'm praying that you'll shut up, in fact. In fact, Steve, if Phil, hold on for a minute.
I've got to finish this interview, Ms. Dooley, all right? And I have to go on to another hour.
If you could, just for 1 second. Steve, you know the Lord's Prayer, Our Father right in heaven?
Yeah.
That's what I would say right now if you'd shut your mouth.
Well,
oh, my God, you shut your mouth?
God, shut up!
Ms. Dooley.
Hold on. There. When I want you to talk, I'll say something to you.
Right.
I didn't ask you to talk just then.
Yeah, all right, okay. I'm going to move on with the show.
No, I'm here. The point that I'm making is my husband, Steve, is a good man. He loves me very much. He doesn't understand that you can only take so much as an American woman. You can only take so much a man lording it over you, walking through the house as if he actually did something to deserve everything that he sees around him. And you eventually say to yourself, you know what I really need? I need a little freedom myself. And if it means killing one of these kids, I'll do it. Now, was I serious?
What you said to me, and by the way you just told your husband to shut up is...
Did it sound too hysterical? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, grow up. You see, you were... Yes, you sounded hysterical. And I will again say to you, when you are saying, I'm going to put the pillow over his head and say the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes as I escort him out of this world into a better life... You don't think that sounds crazy, huh?
Oh, my God, no, Phil. That's... What? Why does that sound crazy? If I were hacking at him with a knife, if I were hacking at him like I was Jack the... Oh, God. What did they call the man?
Jack the Ripper.
No. They called him something.
No, they said Jack. Jack Cheese?
Jack Cheese. God. Hold on, Phil.
I can't hold on.
Hold on. Jack Cheese?
No.
Jack, I think you're right, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper.
I'm not hacking at my son like Jack the Ripper. I've got a pillow over his nose. I am kneeling on his arms. I am saying the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes as the life gradually bleeds out of him. What is cruel about that, I'd like to know? And
it is mentally, it's cruel. Cruel is the least of it. You are engaged in an act the way you describe it, Ms. Dooley, that sounds, it sounds diabolical and it sounds insane. It sounds criminally insane, whatever you want to call it. It sounds pathological or psychopathic.
You know, you watch a lot of cartoons, Phil.
This has not got any... What?
You know...
I watch a lot of cartoons.
I'll do it. You watch a lot of cartoons. You watch a lot of cartoons and you watch a lot of Sheriff John.
Ms. Dooley, you said you would kneel on that kid's arms, and the only thing that keeps me really from taking you more seriously is that I know you've been on this program before, and you've engaged in some pretty bizarre conversation with me along these lines. I think you do it maybe because you want to get a rise out of people, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that what you're saying makes sense.
Well, have you talked to other women about this?
You know, if I talk to other... Yes, I have. I've talked to several on this show tonight. I've talked to several on the show tonight, and they've all said you're nuts.
No, they did not say I was nuts. No.
They didn't say that, Mr. Henry. They said,
I'll do it. They said that they can't imagine themselves doing it. That's a compliment.
Why is that a compliment?
It's a compliment because they're saying, you know what? You're a better woman than me if you can pull it off, because I could never do that.
I didn't hear anybody say better woman than me.
I heard them. I heard them between the lines.
Yeah, talking between the lines. Shut up!
Ms. Dooley, if you talk to your husband like that one more time, I'm hanging up.
Why am I not allowed to say?
If you talk to your husband like that one more time, I'm hanging up.
He has been butting in all night and butting in. I gave him 3 sons. I gave him the best years of my life. Now I'm pushing 40. That's right, Phil, 40. I'm an American woman pushing 40. There isn't anything in this world more prone to suicide than that. And
is that what you're telling me you're going to do?
No, I... Would you stop getting dramatic, okay?
That's a lot of comic books. Shut up!
Okay, Bobby, thanks very much.
Don't you dare hang up on me, you...
All right, that's all I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah, she kept on doing it.
I told her if she kept on telling her husband to shut up like that, I was hanging up on her, and I did, and I'm proud of myself.
No, I think you did the right thing, man.
Thank you. What a psycho! I would lean on him with the pillow over his face as the life bled out of him, saying the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes. And why would she do that? Because she could get on television, she could be the center of attention, just like Casey Anthony. There's only one problem, Ms. Dooley. You wouldn't look as good as Casey Anthony. And I don't even want to know how Casey Anthony killed her daughter, although I'm sure we're going to find out. And does it sound like we're rushing to judgment? Does it sound like that we have indicted an innocent woman until proven guilty and all of that stuff? If it does, thank you very much. That's exactly what I would like it to sound like, because while she is innocent until proven guilty in a courtroom, out here in the court of public opinion, she's as guilty as hell. And Bubba the Love Sponge sent me all of those parody songs, and I don't know, I didn't even dub off any of those, Bubba. We don't even really play parody songs on this show. Although I suppose we could call up Jeff Dowder and have him do one, because he's just rewritten Pipeline.
That's the nuttiest thing I ever heard. He put words to Pipeline.
Well, it's called, The Day of No Nudity, yeah.
Now, what about that other song I did?
Me and Your Girlfriend. We'll be back. Coming up, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. He's going to be talking about John Edwards. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. PhilHenryShow.com.
Phil Henry.